It's good not to be held responsible.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, I want you to look here. Here's one of the advantages of being a businessman and taking some of them improvement courses along.
What's that you're doing there, Jesse?
Well, I'm filling out a reference form on one of them college kids that worked here. That Clyde Potts.
Is that form from the police station? He ain't wanting bail money, is he?
No, Sam, he ain't wanting bail money. He's graduated from college. And
I seen an old movie on TV where a feller signed like that for another feller, and they come took away his furniture.
Sam, this ain't a legal document. It just tells if he'd be a good worker or not.
Now,
or...
how do you tell that, Jesse? I mean, he ain't never worked none, has he? How you know if he's going to?
Well, Sam, you just put down that, that he dresses nice. And that he seems to have good sense, and that he's polite. Now, that's a good one. He's polite, that's right.
And he was picked up by the police for smoking a funny cigarette.
Yeah, and he was picked up by the police. Sam, you don't put down that kind of stuff.
Why don't you, Jesse? It's the truth, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but that's personal stuff. He'll tell him that stuff if somebody wants to hire him, that is.
Well, now, why don't you just get him to tell him that he's neat and that he's polite and that he's got good sense? That'd save you having to fill out that paper.
Oh, me. Sam, you'll never be successful. You just don't understand how complicated stuff can
be. Well, that's right. I don't see nothing complicated about telling another businessman that a neat hippie who's got good sense was arrested for smoking a funny cigarette.
Sam, I don't need no more help from you on this.
Be sure and put down there that somewhere now that he wears purple Bermuda shorts and dingo boots and a red bandana, and he ain't learned to drive yet.
Well, Sam, I got that letter mailed. I'm sure proud I got that done.
I don't think you ought to mail that, Jesse. You know, you ought to deliver that yourself.
Delivered it myself? All the way to Little Rock?
Can't they get you for helping a hippie get a job through the mail? Ain't they law against that?
Well, I don't think so, Sam, but he ain't gonna get no job on what I wrote.
Didn't you tell him he's neat and sensible, Jesse?
Yeah, I told him, but they'll look at him and talk to him before they'll hire him.
Now, that's real good. It's good not to be held responsible. You know, like when you're gone and Leon and me want some zero bars and a Twinkie.